أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا صدق الله العظيم. In our discussion of Imam Mahdi, we will discuss one other aspect also, inshallah, with regards to the nuzul and the descending of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Now before we come to that, one needs to understand a very important aspect of our aqidah and our belief. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says with regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, they, the Ahli Kitab, the Yahud, neither did they kill him nor did they crucify him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, but the matter remained confused to them. In other words, they also do not know the reality of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. It is our belief that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was raised up to the skies, and then at a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires, and when we look at the narrations, it will be after the emergence of the Mahdi, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will come back onto the surface of this earth. So when he comes back onto the surface of the earth, he will not come back. He will be a Nabi of Allah. There won't be any... The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rule is that once a person becomes a Nabi of Allah, he can never be stripped of the nubuwat, but he will act according to the shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his own practices and also implementation. Coming back to the ayats of Surah Al-Kahf, yesterday we discussed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about Inna a'tadna lil-zalimina nara, that those who disbelieve, those who have transgressed, broken the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has prepared the fire of Jahannam. In the ayats we discussed today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reward of those who have brought iman. And we discussed this on various other occasions also, at the time when Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on his deathbed and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was appointed as the Khalifa. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave a talk to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One portion of the talk, he spoke about the glorious Quran, that in this Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has balanced every aspect. Wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about disbelief, the disbelievers and the adab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about iman, the believers and the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them. So we will find a perfectly balanced kitab, a perfectly balanced Quran. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna alladhina amanu, those who have brought iman, wa amilu salihat, and they practice righteously. Inna la nudi'u ajra man ahsana amala, certainly we will not spoil, let to go to waste ajra man ahsana amala, the reward of those who do good actions. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has drawn our attention to two very important aspects. One is that of iman. Our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the basic requirement for our najat, our emancipation in the hereafter. Without iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not emancipate a person in the hereafter. The second is the iman has to be complete and total, as described to us by our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they practice righteously. Not righteous as we may define it, but righteous as Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defines it. But here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا, those who bring about good deeds, they make it good. And here it refers to various things. Number one is, after the iman, the ikhlas and the sincerity, it has to be done for Allah's sake. One very important aspect about the fitna of Dajjal is this, that many a persons who had said they got iman, but they may, Allah forbid, fall into this fitna because the iman was not with ikhlas, it was not with sincerity, there was nifaq, there was hypocrisy in it. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fact that together with our iman, there has to be ikhlas, it has to be done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna la nudi'u ajra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we will not spoil, we will not let the amal, the actions of those those who do good go to waste. Very, very important is this, that whatever reward we get in this material world, in whatever form it may be, that is a very temporary reward. The real and true reward is the reward of the hereafter. Hence, whatever action we carry out, we should always do it for the sake of Allah and hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us in the hereafter. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. Those are the people for whom Jannat, different gardens have been prepared, everlasting gardens under which rivers flow. يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَابِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will be made to wear or to be dressed with bracelets made of gold. وَيَلْبَسُونَ ثِيَابًا. And they will be made to wear clothes. What type of clothes? The color khudra. That color will be that of green. Min sundusim wa istabrak. Two types of silk that will be used. Thin and thick silk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them wear. And here we should not have this objection that it is haram for men to wear gold. One very important aspect is this, that in the hereafter in Jannah there will be absolutely nothing that will be regarded as haram. Halal and haram, the order and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pertains to this world. Secondly, over there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them wear these bracelets of gold because of izzat and honor. We saw in the people of the past, kings used to wear bracelets of gold because they were the kings, they were honored by their people, and hence this will be a great honor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them. So the same will go as far as silk is concerned. It will be the honor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give them. Muttaqeena fiha ala al-ara'ik. In this world they work tirelessly for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They continue to please Allah and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will be reclining upon the couches of Jannat. And that reclining will mean that now they have absolutely no responsibilities whatsoever. It will be a world of total bliss and eternal bliss. Ni'mat thawab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says how excellent a reward it will be. And that is again the real and true reward that we should be aspiring for. If we just digress a little bit, when we look at the hadiths of the month of Ramadan also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses two words, imanan wa ihtisaban. Whether it is fast, whether it is our salat, whether it is Laylatul Qadr, imanan wa ihtisaban. Having full yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having hope of the reward of Allah. And the greater hope you should have of reward is the hereafter. Wa hasunat murtafaqa. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says how excellent a resting place it is. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said. Allah, the being, the Zaad that has created it, he is giving us this explanation and description. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.